grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this last Sunday of the church year, the 25th chapter of St. Matthew, the 6th and 10th verses. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. At this time of the year, when earth begins to feel the cold hand of winter, the hours of darkness lengthen and nature itself, in some sense, dies, we Christians begin to think about the end of life, the end of the world. The midnight cry that is heard in the gospel for this day, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him," is the theme not only of this last Sunday of the church year, it is also the theme of the Advent season, which begins next Sunday. For the message of the Advent season is that the Son of God, who once came in lowliness as Mary's child, will at the last day come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, a day of wrath for all who have spurned his love, a day of joy for all who have found refuge in him. The parable Jesus tells is a story of sharpest contrasts, both the severity of God's judgment and the greatness of his mercy. For on the one hand, there is the expectant joy of the bridesmaids waiting for the coming of the bridegroom to claim his bride. But on the other hand, there is the fate of the foolish bridesmaids who, when the coming of the bridegroom is announced, find that they have no oil in their lamps and so no light to guide their way to the marriage feast. And when they then return from going to buy some oil from their lamps, they discover that the other bridesmaids have already gone in with the bridegroom to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And the door was shut. "Lord, Lord, open to us," they cry. But from within comes the voice of the bridegroom, "I do not know you." Yes, this parable is a story of the sharpest contrast, both the severity of God's judgment and the greatness of his mercy. So how then do you and I see ourselves in this parable? Before I say anything else, let me say this. This parable is clearly a warning to be ready for the coming of the Lord, whether in the hour of our death or in the always nearer day of judgment. Jesus concludes the parable with a word of warning, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming." No one knows when death will come, nor when the last day will come, the day when the secrets of all hearts will be revealed. And as for those people who so foolishly try to predict the time of our Lord's return, Well, these words of the Lord Jesus show them to be the crackpots and charlatans they in fact are. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. So how then do we see ourselves in this parable? The first thing to notice is that there are 10 bridesmaids waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, not just one. In the same way, you and I wait for the Lord's coming again, not as isolated individuals. We wait as members of the waiting and hoping church. Nevertheless, you yourself must be ready. The church can't somehow be ready for you any more than the church can believe for you. To be sure, you and I believe with the church, but each one of us must be able to say, I believe, just as each one of the bridesmaids had to provide oil for her own lamp. So what then is this oil we need? The oil we need is faith and hope and love, as St. Paul makes plain when in the epistle for this day he tells the Christians in the city of Thessalonica to prepare for the Lord's coming again in this way. By putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. And we find this armor, this oil, not as loners, but in the fellowship of the church, because it is here, in the company of our fellow believers, that we continually hear that word of God which exposes our sin, calling each one of us to repentance. And it is here in the fellowship of the church that we hear God's life-giving word of pardon and mercy first put upon us with the water of baptism, renewed in the word of absolution and sealed with the Savior's body and blood. That word of mercy and peace, which alone can enkindle faith in our hearts, together with faith, both hope and love. The 10 bridesmaids didn't wait aimlessly for nothing in particular, and neither do we. Although the coming day of judgment is a frightening prospect for all those who have spurned Christ's love, it's an eagerly awaited day for all who with penitent hearts seek refuge in his mercy. For as St. Paul also says in today's epistle, God has not appointed us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as penitent sinners, as believers, we live in an atmosphere of expectant joy, the expectation of the full salvation which God in his wisdom has portrayed in Holy Scripture as the joyful marriage supper of the Lamb, seen by St. John in his wonderful vision, which he records in these words. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him honor, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and he said unto me, Write, Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The heavenly bridegroom who comes to claim his bride, the church, is none other than the meek Lamb who poured out his blood for us, trampling down death by death and giving life of the dead. Every holy communion is pledge and foretaste of the marriage supper of the Lamb, and so a feast of love and joy. And the lighted candles at the altar, all the singing and the bright vesture, the flowers, all of this is intended to suggest the joy of the heavenly feast as we sing in that great communion hymn, Soul, adorn thyself with gladness, leave behind all gloom and sadness. Come into the daylight splendor, there with joy thy praises render. Hasten as a bride to meet him, and with loving reverence greet him. And we pray, through the gifts thou here dost give me, as thy guest in heaven, receive me. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.